Hello, take a seat. So I hear that we have a little tricky situation. You stayed at my hotel last night and you're not able to pay the bill. I understand. And all of your credit cards have suddenly not been usable. No, I'm sorry, we can't accept payment by methods other than when you're here, and I can't let you go until you've paid your bill. You stayed in a very nice room in one of the most expensive hotels in town, and you think you can tell me that you'll pay later. I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. Every now and then we have this situation, and I treat each one on its merits, and I can see that I'm pretty sure that you did not do this on purpose. You know, every now and then I do meet people who've clearly just taken their chances, and I'd be calling the police on them by now. And believe me, the police in this town are not particularly friendly to people who don't do what they say they're going to do, like, pay their bills. So what can we do instead? Oh, I'm looking at your your bill now. I noticed that you bought some wine. You watched some of the more interesting channels on the TV. So, you're a good-looking guy. I understand that people like you have a good time when they come to my town. I also noticed from the CCTV that you had a couple of guests, two different ones at two different times last night. So you certainly made use of my room and the bed in my room. And yet you don't seem to be able to pay. So what can we do? How can we resolve this situation? Well, there's a very simple way, isn't there? You can work for me. You can work off your room payment. How do you say? No. We have dishwashers. We don't need people in our kitchens. I mean, what sort of establishment do you think I run? No. We are fully staffed. I have all the normal working staff I need. And so you are going to have to do a job that isn't not normally done in this room, in this hotel. Now, here's the thing. I have some very distinguished guests from across the world, lots of men who need a certain amount of relaxation during their stays. And it so happens that there's several of them who I, my regular customers, who I often help them find the relaxation they need. And they're here tonight. At least five I can think of who are in the hotel. And I think they would quite enjoy using your holes. Do you need me to spell this out? Yes, you do. You don't understand. Okay, let me be really, really blunt. You're going to get fucked by my five favorite clients and me tonight. You're going to be in a room. All of them will have the keys to the room, and on their own or separately, as they wish, they will know that you are there to service them with your mouth and your asshole at any point of the day. Fair enough? Well, it's either that or I go to the police. Which one would you prefer? I thought so. It's not like you weren't being a whore last night and bringing in complete random strangers off the street, was it now? So the fact that my five distinguished guests are going to use you isn't really very much different, is it? It's just that you don't get to choose who they are. A couple of them are incredibly good looking, and from the look of the faces of the rent boys that I've seen them with, they're very, very well endowed. A couple of them, on the other hand, are, let's just say, you might want to close your eyes when they're doing you, but you won't know who's going to come in until they're there. So what I expect is this. I expect you to be in the room that I so kindly let you stay in last night without paying for it, you little bitch. I expect you to be clean. I expect the room to be tidy. I expect you to be waiting. Three knocks on the door means I'm coming in, get into position. You are then going to get into position across the bed with your arse in the air and your mouth ready. So on one side of the bed, if they want to fuck you straight away, they can go there. And if they want you to suck them, they can go onto the other side of the bed. They can choose the side that they go for. You will then service my clients until they have come, until they have done with you. They can do anything they want to you. They can fuck your mouth, they can fuck your ass. If they want, they can sit on your cock and you will fuck them, no matter how ugly they are. Believe me, you will find a way, even if it means taking a couple of little blue pills, you will find a way of pleasuring them. You will drink or take their cum in your asshole. Do you understand? If they want to slap you around, as long as they don't hurt you for the next one, then they can. You don't say no. You do whatever they want. If they want to caress you and kiss you, you will make them feel like you're in love with them. If they want to fuck you like the little whore you are, and come in you and squirt piss all over you, then that's what you'll get, and you say thank you. And if necessary, we will change the sheets around you. But you don't leave that room. You are there for the next night. If you don't please and pleasure all five of my clients, and I will be checking them in the morning, and if I so desire, me, then you will be staying here another day until you've made it up. Until you've made up five clients worth of pleasure. And that may just pay for your room bill. Do you understand? Good. Oh, and another thing. I have a special site that my clients from around the world like watching, because this has happened to me more than once before. And it will be live streamed. Each one of your encounters will be streamed. So the clients who will come into the room will all be masked. They know the drill. They've done this before. They've used the little whore boys who come into my room, into my hotel, and think that they can just get away with going, oh my gosh, my credit card's not working. Can I send you a check in the post? Of course you can't. So we have this on a regular basis, and your video of you lying back with your legs spread apart and you being fucked hard by my clients will be broadcast across the world. I've already sent everyone a message telling them what to expect. And you know what? A couple of them who live within a couple of hours of this hotel sometimes come here on purpose when they know that a cute young boy like you is here. So you might get more than five if you're really lucky. There's a couple of them who've got a particular thing for double fucking boys like you. For double penetrating. You'll find out that one of them likes lying down on the bed with his massive dick hard, and he makes you sit on it, and then he bends you over and he kisses you deep as his friend comes up from behind and his equally massive prick goes deep inside your hole and opens you up like you've never been opened up before. They enjoy riding guys like you for at least an hour. You will be stretched wide. And I have to say, if that's the case, then there's a couple of other guys who like fisting as well. So you know what? You'll never know what might happen this evening. You might end up coming so many times as men put their cocks and their hands deep inside you. Or you might find yourself in total pain. You might find that, you know what, everyone's having fun with the other boy who I've got in another room. And so here's the other thing I haven't told you, is that There is another one who tried to do exactly the same thing. He pulled the same stunt. That was about 2 days ago, but he's been there the whole time because they're enjoying him so much, I'm not letting him go. So there's every possibility that if you're so good, then I might let you stay in my hotel for a little bit longer. Well, by let you stay, I mean I won't let you go. And that might happen to you too. You won't be able to get out. Security know all about this. They won't let you go, believe me. And if security catch you, believe me, those big fucking dicked goons, they get so horny standing around all day watching all the good-looking people going in and out of this hotel that by the time they grab hold of you, they will fucking ruin you. So you don't really want that to happen because you won't be able to walk. And if you're not able to walk, you won't be able to get fucked. And if you're not able to get fucked, then you'll be staying here for longer. You just have to find out how good it is to be the whore for my customers. Yeah. Well, do we have an understanding then? Go back to your room, make it tidy, get yourself clean, and wait. The cameras will be on from 5 p.m. Everyone's cards have been updated to allow themselves into your room. I'll probably come in about, 5 o'clock, check everything's okay, check your holes out, check that you're nice and clean. Might give you a go myself. It's always nice to start using you before you get too sloppy. And then in the morning, after I've spoken to them all, I always quite like going for the last one. I like you tight, and then I like feeling the end result of the open, wet, sloppy hole dripping with cum. I like fucking that as well. It's interesting the difference. Seeing the difference in your face from the first when, it's a bit scary, but it's quite hot, to the last where you're exhausted and tired and your hole is aching, dripping with sperm. So, I'll see you just after 5. And then we'll check out how well you've done in the morning. And then we'll see if you can actually check out.